The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back. We'll talk Amtrak, a couple of plane crashes, and gas prices. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. An Amtrak spokesman has confirmed that the passenger rail service is on track to return to the Gulf Coast in 2022, reportsal.com's John Sharp. Mark Maglieri said that Amtrak has even proposed a possible January 2022 opening. The passenger rail service will run from New Orleans to Mobile, with stops along the way in Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, Biloxi, and Pascagoula. The spokesman said Amtrak has told freight operators CSX and Norfolk Southern about its 2022 plans. There was an ongoing study to see how passenger service would affect those freight businesses. Maglieri, quote, "We spent a year to get through this process, and it did not appear there was any end in sight. Instead of postponing the publicly sought and desired new Amtrak service for an indefinite period, we have notified the railroads that we believe we can start the service." Amtrak is expected to provide more details at the March 5th meeting of the Southern Rail Commission. There have been a pair of small plane crashes in Alabama in recent days. On Saturday evening, a single-engine aircraft crashed in the woods near Cullman Regional Airport, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. John T. Sigmund of Dyersville, Tennessee, died Saturday. Pilot Noah Holloway of Cullman passed away on Monday night. He was 75 years old. Also, AL.com's Howard Koplowitz reports that a plane crashed Tuesday afternoon on Lake Martin. The Coosa County Sheriff's Office said that the pilot was located afterward and had no injuries. Gas prices in the U.S. have gone up 7 weeks in a row now, and here in Alabama, the average price rose about 12 cents a gallon over the past week, reports AL.com's Lita Gore. The current average is about $2.37 a gallon, which is also 20 cents higher than it was a month ago. Now, the recent winter weather and power outages in Texas are having an effect on this current surge in the price. Patrick DeHaan is the petroleum analysis guy for Gas Buddy. Quote, "The jump in price was the result of a dozen or so refineries, primarily in Texas, that were forced to shut down as the frigid temperatures threatened to wreak havoc on their exposed equipment." He said if refineries are able to get back online, it'll slow the rising price. However, you might not bet your truck on seeing them come down too much. As refineries transition to summer-grade gas and then people start traveling more, there will probably be a longer-term rise in gas prices. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, stop by and see us anytime you can on the internet at al.com.